Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this time. Thank you for allowing me this platform. And thank you for those who are listening, Lord. Whoever is listening or watching this, Lord, I pray that you would be with them, that you would bless them, and that you would reveal yourself to them. Give them wisdom so that they can understand better, deeper who you are. And Lord, I pray that you would give us curiosity to want to dig more into your word. And Lord, I pray that you would give us the conviction to want to follow you and to understand you and to obey you in ways that maybe we've neglected previously, Lord. So we thank you so much for today. Thank you for giving us this Bible. And thank you for giving us your word and your Holy Spirit that we can be a people who aren't alone, but who are walking with you and who are. Yeah, who are with you, Lord? I thank you, Lord. I love you. And just in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hey, guys, this is the second video from November 20th is where I am reading today's passage from. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to the first video in this series to get a little bit of an explanation of why I'm doing this and what I'm doing. One thing I didn't mention in the last podcast slash video is that I am the way that I do my devotionals or my QT, my quiet time, is I structure it using SOAP, SOAP. And what that is S stands for scripture, O stands for observation, A stands for application, P stands for prayer. And in the Machane Bible reading plan, there's typically 4 to 5 chapters that you read a day. I just pick a passage out that really speaks to me, and I write down that scripture passage. Then I write down the observations that I make within that passage, and I write about how I can apply the teachings of that passage to my life. And then I round that out with a prayer. I'm not going to necessarily do that on this, but I just wanted to let you guys know that's what I do. If you don't really know where to start with your QTs, obviously any other way you do it, as long as you're reading the Bible and praying, I think it's fine. But that's just kind of that's what I do. So from November 20th, we read James chapter 2. And I wanted to read verses 14 through onward. I'll let you know where I stop. So this is verse 14 from James, a second chapter. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warm and filled," without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So that was the end of that was verse 17. This verse, this passage was interesting to me because as Christians, we believe that it is through faith alone that we are saved. Our salvation comes from faith and not works. But this is very interesting because James, who was, I guess, the half brother of Jesus, is saying faith without works is dead. And the concept was interesting because it seemed like a contradiction, especially from a different passage I read. And I wrote it down here. Let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it makes it clear, Paul, the apostle, makes it clear that it is through faith alone that we are saved, so that no one can boast of their works. But if you read this kind of at surface level, it makes it seem like, no, you also need works. And faith by itself is not sufficient. And what the conclusion that I came to, and I'm just gonna reiterate from my first video, I am not a Bible scholar, so I don't want this to be a, oh, you know, like educational, a biblical video for you. I'm just doing this, sharing kind of my observations and my findings so that I can motivate you and inspire you to read the Bible yourself. And actually, mostly, I'm hoping that you guys will check the words and the scriptures yourself so that you can correct me when I'm wrong. And I say when because I'm sure I'm lacking in a lot of knowledge here. So if you find anything wrong with what I'm saying, please let me know and I'll do an update video where I kind of compile what you guys send me and what you guys think, so that I'm not speaking in a vacuum here. But anyways, it to me, this passage was interesting in the sense that it seemed like a contradiction. But after thinking about it, praying about it, and thankfully having read most of the Bible this year, there were verses that popped up that kind of helped me understand this better. And it seems to me that the works isn't what activates the faith. Quite the contrary, it's the faith that activates the works. And the works is simply an indicator of the type of faith that you have. So I think both can be true. Faith alone is what saves. But genuine faith should result in works. Your faith should inform how you do your works, right? So that's kind of the conclusion I came to. And that, I think, was really powerful when I understood that, because there have been seasons of my life or chapters of my life or verses of my life where I recognized that I wasn't really doing anything for God. I wasn't really reading the Bible. I wasn't really praying unless I was at church. So recognizing that there weren't much fruits in my life, I did question, oh, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? But I quelled all that by relying on and leaning on verses like the Ephesians verse that I mentioned earlier. Scripture says faith alone saves. So as long as I have faith, I'm safe, is kind of what I thought. And because I professed that Jesus was Lord and Savior. But what I should have been thinking and what I should have been doing with my lack of works was recognizing that my faith might not have been genuine. This is a very difficult thought to have, difficult conclusion to come to, but I think we should all wrestle with the notion that the faith that we have might not be genuine. Because it says here that faith without works is dead. Is your faith dead or is it alive? I want to make it clear that it's not the works that should be taking precedence. I don't think we should be doing works for the sake of works, but I think we should recognize that genuine faith does activate the works. Maybe not right away. Maybe you have to kind of force yourself to do the works in obedience to the word. It probably won't come naturally. If it came naturally, I don't think God, Jesus, would have had to command us to do anything. But as we read the Bible, as we see certain commandments, like the big one is the Great Commission, right? Matthew chapter 28, at near the end of that chapter. Go make disciples of all nations, or to love others. There's so many things that Jesus tells us to do, that Paul, through divine inspiration, tells us to do in so many books of the New Testament. And yeah, if we don't know what those commands are, then we can't obey. And if we don't obey, then our faith will look dead, I think. We won't really have works to show what the health of our faith is. I think this really just cements what I'm trying to do here, to encourage people to read the Bible, to encourage people to hold it sacred. I think we have enough discipline, all of us, to if you're a working adult, to go to work every day. If you're a student, to go to classes every day. We have enough discipline to do the things that we know we should be doing for our livelihood, but we often don't, or I think we excuse ourselves and say we don't have the discipline to read the Bible, which if you really think about it, is odd, because for our livelihood, we'll do so many things like wake up at 8 every morning, go to a job we hate. But for the livelihood of our faith, we don't read the Bible and we don't do the works. I think that's paradoxical. It's an easy trap to fall into, but when we realize that that is a paradox and that we are not doing what we ought, I think the only reaction that can be had is to say, admit that what we're doing is wrong and start doing what we know to be right. So yeah, that was James chapter 2. And I hope that we all can cultivate a faith that is alive, that is real. And with the understanding that it is not the works that saves us, but with the understanding that that we have a faith that should activate works. So thank you guys for tuning in, and then we'll talk to you next time.